Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up, everybody? This is a happy Tuesday. It is a rumor innuendo Tuesday, and I am Dominic D'Angelo of SEScoops.com, AdFreeShows.com, and that is not Robert Karpolis over yonder. That is Zach Haydorn, proprietor of Brass Ring Media. Zach, we go back to the PW Torch days. It's good to reconnect with you, man.
Oh, man, it's great to be here. Loved my time on the show before, and pumped to be here today. So thanks so much for having me, man.
Absolutely. We got a lot of good stuff to cover when it comes to Raw. Want to get your thoughts about The Rock over the weekend, too. He was very vocal this past weekend as well after WrestleMania. Want to give some shout-outs to some people. Christopher Zento says, good morning, fellas. What a Raw. Turns, title relinquished, and returns. Let's talk about it, boys. Antonio Santos says, good afternoon, everyone, except for the guy that got Jey Uso's in Jey Uso's way last night. I know, I saw that, too. That was pretty funny.
That was crazy. I thought, yeah. Well, I mean, what a shot. I'm sure we'll talk about it, but... Whew, boy, danger or risky because of that kind of thing.
But yeah. It's like it is Raw, so they're embracing the Raw aspect that it used to be. So I kind of like it.
Me too.
It's a Blue Chew Tuesday. Oh yes, don't you worry, Benji. We'll get to that for sure. And Travis Wadlow says, "Nice to eat y'all." So hey, everybody, good to be here. Zach, let's get to it. Yes, WWE Raw aired last night from Montreal. I can't say it in a French accent. But it was a very newsworthy show in a lot of ways. And they started off with a lot of the big news that Rhea Ripley had to relinquish her title. She's injured. She's going to be on the shelf for months. They leaned into the storyline a little bit about Liv attacking her and being on her revenge tour. Obviously disappointing, considering what Rhea's done with that title and the star that she is. How do you think the execution of it all sort of went to speak, and what do you think about it kicking off Raw in that fashion as well?
Well, I think it's smart. I mean, it's smart to kick it off, you know. I mean, like, I think you want Rhea Ripley to feel like she's a really big deal on the show, and that's what you do with big deals on the show. You treat them that way, and she had some big news and she start with it. I mean, look, it's such a bummer, you know. She had so much momentum going into WrestleMania, coming out of WrestleMania. And so it's a bummer that it happened, but stuff happens. I thought they handled it excellently last night. I thought Rhea Ripley, for being hurt and having to go on the shelf, I thought she cut the promo of her life out there. I mean, that was intense and dramatic with like a hint of like, danger, I'm gonna kill you, you know, like on the side of it sprinkled in. I thought she was wonderful there, and you know, she's gonna be a bigger baby face when she comes back than she is right now. So I mean, like, you don't want to say all silver lining, you never want anybody to get hurt, but all things considered, I thought they checked the boxes. She's primed for a big return. There's plenty of heels for her to work with, Liv Morgan included, so thumbs up.
Absolutely. And you know, it's a great point you make too, because you think about it, Robert and I were talking about this yesterday, was the fact that it's going to be so hard to keep Rhea Ripley a heel, like in a lot of ways, because it's just, she's got so much fans behind her. She's great at being the heel. She like really can embrace it and stuff like that. But the fans are still behind her. So in a certain way, there is a silver lining to this all. I did like it too, that the fact like she gets in the ring and she looks bummed because of obviously who wouldn't be, but she doesn't shed any tears. You know, she leans more into the aspect of I'm going to kick ass when I get back. And I want to kick ass right now. Bring Liv in here and I'll kick her ass. So good stuff. I liked it considering the circumstances and all. What do you think's next for Judgment Day? Do you think they positioned them very well, the faction, as Rhea takes her leave and Damian Priest sort about rallying the troops in a lot of ways?
Yeah. A little confusing on that front, I'd say, but not on accident either. Like, I don't think it's like a misstep. I think it's part of what they want you to wonder is what is happening here. Because Damian Priest, you know, is the, now that Rhea Ripley's gone, he's the biggest star in Judgment Day, right? He's the world champion to boot. Like, he's going to be getting a lot of the attention as like the leader of that group. And they aired last night on Raw, just like a badass video package for him and his whole career. I was poor and like his journey through the performance center, like the promo that they aired of him at his tryout, I thought was so cool. But I mean, a total babyface way to frame him. I mean, how do you root against the guy after that? Like, you can't. So I think I see, you know, a split between like Priest and Finn Balor coming. I mean, they had a little interaction there yesterday. They are on the same page. To me, like, that's where I'd go with this. And you can get, you know, a series of big matches between Priest and Balor throughout the summer, if you want. But that's my inkling, is that when Rhea Ripley comes back, she's not coming back to the same Judgment Day.
I think that's a really good point, too. And I think, too, it kind of solves sort of the problem of, like, hey, who are you going to heat up for Damian Priest to look big time as a big time, your defending champion, in ways of that? And if you cause some fracture in the Judgment Day, Finn Balor is a great dance partner for him where it comes to be like, okay, wow, what is going to happen? You create an intriguing storyline between these two guys that used to be tag team champions together. And then you have these outside factors of a JD McDonagh and a Dom Mysterio. And who knows what else could come into play moving forward, too. I like it, too. And, you know, leaning into that a little bit, let me see what else I put on the run sheet for the first half of the show here. But I think overall, when it comes to Rhea Ripley, she's in a very good spot. And despite those circumstances. And, obviously, we had another big thing that went down in the main event with Sami Zayn taking on Chad Gable in a good match. It all but seemed rosy at the end because they embraced and, you know, Chad Gable was like, come here, buddy. No, I'm going to raise your hand. And then as Sammy's like celebrating with his wife, he gets a German suplex. So Chad Gable is now a heel once again. Zach, I was kind of against this for a while. I still kind of don't know how I feel about it. How do you feel about Chad Gable turning heel and, you know, in this kind of form and fashion?
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm mixed. I have mixed feelings on Gable as a heel because he's one of those guys that's just a, you know, I think he's natural kind of, not that he can't be annoying and smarmy and all those things that you need to be a heel. I think he can play the part, right? But I think his natural charisma is like that of somebody that you want to root for, you know, and he's undersized too. So like that always helps as a baby face. So I don't know. We'll have to see like where they take this thing. I think he probably needs a couple heaters around him in order to really like make the heel turn like work. We'll have to see. The execution of what they did yesterday, thumbs up, because it was unique, man. I mean, like in the past, like you'd have the heel turn and he'd like, you know, raise Sami Zayn's hand and then clothesline him from behind, right? And here, like, you had, like, some depth to this. Like, hey, I'm going to raise your hand. Good match. I'm not happy. And then I'm going to get a little upset, though, when I watch you celebrate with your family the way I didn't celebrate with mine.
Yeah.
And now you're going down. And then the way that they shot it with him just coming, like, out of nowhere, seemingly, and for the German suplex, and Sammy's, like, clawing at his wife to try to, like, grab her. It was perfect in that regard. And like, nobody can sell that type of thing the way Sami Zayn can. I mean, it's in his hometown. Like, so it played perfectly. I thought it had a good night for its first night. We'll have to see what happens here, but you know, it's a good start. It's a good start.
Right. Yeah. I'm bummed that Gable turned heel, but they have certainly like positioned it in the right fashion. And yeah, it's like, hey, it's not like this immediate heel turn where like, oh, I lost and now I'm angry.
Yes.
There was that beat in between where it's like, he could have just turned heel in between that beat. He didn't plan
that
on
beat. That's bitter.
Yeah. And then, and so that was different. And so that kind of does add some layers to it. You know, to your point, Gable was great as an obnoxious heel, but you know, I really see him as that fighting kind of underdog where it's like, you know, he's mm-hmm. got that strength and power almost in that new Daniel Bryan role in certain ways. And, you know, I'm kind of bummed that they're not going into that direction in a lot of ways, but you know, there is some intriguing stuff going on when it comes to like Otis, you know, what's going to happen with Otis, how is that going to go in and all that. So there's some stuff going into there. And yeah, I mean, we'll see how it goes with Sammy as his Intercontinental Championship run. I always thought, even at WrestleMania, that he shouldn't have won the title. I thought Gunther should have kept it, but we'll see how it goes. How did you feel about that, too, real quick?
Yeah, I mean, tough putt to sink, so to speak.
Yeah.
Like, it's one of those things where I think, like, Gunther brought that title up so high mm-hmm. and elevated it so much that it was easy to forget that it is a mid-card title. And so I didn't want Gunther to lose it, but eventually he's got to go up to like the world title, like picture.
Yeah.
And I think dropping it to Sammy was a way to kind of like indicate, yes, it's still a mid-card title, but also care about it as much as you did when Gunther held it. Cause it's Sammy and you guys all love Sami Zayn. So I think it was more of like a strategic move to accomplish those goals than it was like, oh, we're really getting behind Sammy. I mean, they're already behind Sammy.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's not like a thing that's going to elevate him, but I'm here for it, especially once Gunther goes up and, you know, is wrestling Cody Rhodes in main events for the world title. Like, I think, you know, it'll be easy to understand why they did it. How about that shot yesterday with Jey Uso, like leaving the ring and then they got him all the way, no cuts, all the way outside the building where he's meets up with Sami Zayn, who then walks in all the right. way. Like, what are we seeing here, man? Who's I mean, like, this is like new age wrestling production.
Yeah. Who's the Scorsese fan? Somebody's a huge advocate of Goodfellas and that scene that's like, let's lean into it. I love that stuff too. I just love it. It's like, you know, yeah, just the fans kind of like reaching out to, you know, smack the hand of Jey Uso and just the chaos that's all around there. But you're embracing the fandom of the WWE quote unquote universe. But you also have these guys playing into a storyline and being their characters and stuff like that. It's a really, really unique creative choice. I love it. I'm all for it. And they pick and choose the moments when to do it, too. So it's like,
yeah,
keep that uniqueness going. Keep taking those risks and just having fun with it because it is fun. It is like you're like, what the hell is Sammy looking out up there? It's like, is it Kevin Owens up top? Like, or what's going on? And so just some neat aspects. I liked it a lot too. Yeah. You know, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I was just going to say the fact that it's, you know, it's fresh, man. For 30 years, we've seen this produced the same way night in and night out forever. And now even like a little hint of fresh is good. So thumbs way up for me. Go ahead with the read.
100% for it. I think what they're doing is very creative and just very, I think just well executed, you know? And hey, you guys want a fresh perspective in the bedroom? Guess what? This episode is sponsored, you know, by Blue Chew. Let's talk about sex. Guys, remember the days when you were always ready to go? Now you can increase your performance and get that extra confidence in the bed. Listen up, BlueChew.com. You want to bump up from mid-card to main event? Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra, but in chewable tablets at a fraction of the cost. You can take them anytime, day or night, so you can plan ahead or be ready whenever an opportunity arises, like suplexing Sami Zayn at the end there. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com. Consult with one of those licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. Hey, the best part about it, it's all done online. So no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy. Blue Chew tablets are made in the U.S. of A. and prepared and shipped direct to your door, so in a discreet package, too. You could be missing out on the best sex of your life. Blue Chew wants to help you have better sex. Discover your options at BlueChew.com. Chew it and do it. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. Yes, we do. Try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code Rumor at checkout and just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code Rumor, to receive your first month free. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And hey, we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast. Hey, so you hinted to that. Jey Uso took on Finn Balor, incorporated what we were talking about with the Judgment Day and certain aspects like that. What did you think of Jey Uso and Finn? They're pretty good with one another, I think. And I'm excited to see Jey kind of in this role as like, hey, I'm the first challenger for Damian Priest.
And I am too. I'm really intrigued as to like what he can do, like kind of at that world title level. You know, he's a guy that just has the audience on his side, you know, constantly. And so, you know, for heels, it's really easy to work with Jey. And I think if, you know, for this part of the Judgment Day story, like they're not fully pivoting Damian Priest just like that. So they need like a strong baby face for him to work with right now. I think that Jey fits the bill. Like, I don't think he's going to win the title here. But, you know, I also just don't know that that's his role. Like, I think his role is to be what he's doing now. Like, he can go up and wrestle for the world titles. He can go down and wrestle for intercontinental titles. He's got the bloodline thing constantly hovering around. I mean, he's selling merch like it's nobody's right. business. Like, I think Jey is just fine, you know, doing what he's doing. And he's a big single star. This is a good.
Yeah, I agree. I think with Jey, it's kind of neat because I was watching him like cut the promo with Cody and stuff like that. And in the back of my head, I'm thinking, wow, you know, Cody's obviously your top babyface here. But there's going to be a lot of kids whose favorite wrestlers growing up is going to be Jey Uso. Like, because of some of this work that he does and like the unique compliment that he and Cody were with one another. Even I really liked that exchange between those two guys too, you know, in that segment, because they have the history of being tag team champs together and then they're doing the yeet thing back and forth. It was really nicely done. And like, you're like that. And I keep always saying this too on the show is like, you know, I missed that aspect during the Vince McMahon era of like friends looking out for friends, baby faces looking out for baby faces. You didn't get that there. It was like, why is nobody running out? And here you have friendship. Everybody's looking out for one another. The good guys are looking out for one another. And so, Jey being in that role, I think he fits just fine there. And, you know, he doesn't have to hold the title to be a top star for them. And he's a good start off for Damian, I think. And, what else do you have thoughts on?
I was going to say, too, like, you know, if and when they do get to a world, like a title win for him, like a singles title win for him, they haven't done it before. So if he's going to win like a world title, like 2 years from now or an intercontinental title, like that's going to be a moment because of this whole journey that they've had. So they've got, you know, they've got that on the back burner if they want to go to it, you know, in a few years time. I mean, he'd kind of be on like a Sami Zayn arc kind of there, you know, if you ever wanted to pull the trigger on that. So like this all feeds that too.
Yeah. Before we move on too, wanted to get your thoughts just on the bloodline in general, the situation, Tama Tonga debuting, seemingly just kicking Jimmy out of it all. And where would you put Jimmy back together with Jey? What would you do? Keep them apart? Would you further certain things? I mean, the draft's coming up. There's a lot of options going on.
Boy, yeah, there's a lot of balls in the air as far as that goes. Like, I like the angle on SmackDown. I mean, I thought that, you know, like they're going to continue with this bloodline thing. You know, it's going to be different, you know, and I think they're positioning, you know, Roman and Solo, you know, on opposite sides of one another. That's going to be interesting, like Solo with his bloodline and, you know, Roman with his. And, like, I think there's such a story with the like coming together of Jey, Jimmy and Roman again, like that. I think you want to wait on it, like maybe end of this year, early next, but then you start planting those seeds and like, you're going to have all this babyface run for that bloodline group too. And it's going to be, it's going to be epic. So as long as it's a slow burn, thumbs up.
Yeah. Yeah. Slow burn. Hey guys, you never want to burn your food, and you won't burn your food too if you have a microwave or you have a toaster oven and you use Factor. You know, eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Veggie, Vegan, and Veggie. Also discover that 60 add-ons every week like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. Hey, what are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up with your springtime goals. Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor ready-to-eat meals so you can get back to doing what you love this spring. Looking for gourmet meals? Try meals that feature in premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus. No fuss, no mess meals. Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff. Tailored to your schedule, customize your weekly meals with flexibility and get much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule your deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Factor is your solution for fast, premium meals without the need for cooking. We're celebrating Earth Day all month long, so look out for the Earth Month Eats and badge on the menu and for our low-carbon footprint meals. Hey, head to factormeals.com/rumor50 and use code rumor50 to get 50% off your first box and plus 20% off your next box. That's code rumor50 at factormeals.com. So check them out, guys. But hey, there was more to check out too, because we had new tag team titles introduced. They look pretty cool, Zach. I want to get your thoughts. R-Truth made it a comedy segment, and Triple H kind of leaned into that too. But yeah, I'm liking the looks of these new belts there. Zach, did I call you Robert, by the way?
You did. No, you didn't. You didn't.
Okay.
You
I thought I maybe did.
You're betting 1,000 on that today.
All right.
You're betting 1,000. I like the new belts. I mean, they're sharp. You know, mm-hmm. I think I like the tone of like the Raw belts looking like similar ish with like the logo in the middle of them and like the kind of a big gold belt ish type look around. So I thumbs up on the look of the belts. The comedy look, you know, it's fine. You know, yeah. It's fine. It's not that it's bad. It's just misplaced, I think. You know, really, I mean, I think, you know, look, you've got 7 hours or no, 5 hours of main roster programming to program. I mean, like, your tag division could be something serious if you wanted it to be. And so that's just my preference. And it's not a knock against R-Truth. It's not a knock against comedy and wrestling. It's just for the tag titles, really? Like, I would just move away from that. And the last thing I'll say is the WWE right now is doing a major retcon of Awesome Truth. Like, they're treating these guys like they were, like, a legendary tag team for, like, a month. like whatever, however many years ago. Just remember that, folks, that, you know, that they were a short-lived and unsuccessful tag team. So, you know, but, you know, it's bad even for WWE, even by their standards. It's rough.
Yeah, it's a little bit of an adjustment, a little audible, you know, and revisionist history stuff, I think, a little bit. But, yeah, R-Truth is great in the comedy role. I do agree with you that it was, like, it kind of fell out of place in that certain moment and stuff like that in comparison to, like, last week where they had a lot of fun with it and did a good job with it. You can't always hit a homer, I guess. So this one was more of a ground rule single or something, ground rule double. That was pretty good. You know, Rhea going away, obviously we've talked about her kind of being almost a baby face. They did a promo with Liv, who did not steer away from, you know, what she did in her actions like that. Could you see her kind of maybe just being this new heel too, that unexpected, but circumstances maybe change a little bit of things?
I can. Yeah. And I don't know that like WWE really wants her in that role, but like sometimes, you know, the circumstances choose for you. And it just seems like here, you know, look, you're going to crown a new world champion next week on Raw. You have a ready-made feud there for you in Rhea versus Liv when Rhea comes back. So to me, if it's up to me, like, I'm going to put that belt on Liv. And just like with Gable, maybe give her a couple heaters too, because she's, you know, kind of, she's definitely undersized, and let her do her thing for a few months. And that way, when Rhea comes back, she's got a heel champion ready to beat. And so that's what I do. But I think she's in a, yeah, she's not in the same spot, but I think she's in a better spot, you know, because she may get like more time and maybe even the title. So if you're Liv Morgan, obviously you don't want any injuries to happen to anybody, but this I think is going to, you know, turn into something for her.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, it's just a bummer that Rhea can't continue, but it is kind of cool to see the pivots being made, or like, you know, hey, it's time for this person to step up and make the adjustment on the fly with some of this stuff and have a different game plan. I kind of like that whole aspect about it. Sheamus made his return in the opening match, took on Ivar, which was a fun one. Where are you going to go with Sheamus here, Zach? What's he's a legacy star here at this point, but he's got one more title to achieve too. Lots to kind of do with him still, I think.
It's crazy to see Sheamus as a legacy star all right. These years.
Yes.
And it's just, I guess we're old, or I'm old, but
we're all old.
I mean, he's a good, like, talent that's kind of in the Jey Uso camp for me, where it's like he can go up. Like, I could totally see him having like a TV or B-level pay-per-view feud with Cody Rhodes over the world title, or Damian Priest, you know, for his championship, and that works. And then he could also be like, you know, wrestling somebody for the Intercontinental title. Like, he could wrestle Sami Zayn. I mean, they could easily do a program down there. So I think he's a really versatile legacy star. I don't think he's the type of legacy star that's going to get like the Randy Orton treatment. I don't think he's on that level, but I think he's a guy that, you know, gives the roster some depth week to week. I think he's a guy that can have really good matches. I think he's a guy that has a different style than other people on the roster. So, you know, for me, it's like, as long as he's pushed in the right manner, he's going to be valuable week in, week out.
Yeah. You know, he's somebody that people can associate with, the people that like his character and persona. He's kind of reinvented himself when he was with the, I can't think of the name. What's the names of the Broad Street Bullies? I know it's not that.
Oh yeah. Oh my God. The fight club, Friday
the fight, the whatever it may be, the miscreants. I don't know. Help it's us out, fight, chat. If we know, I can't remember. But no, I'm with you too. It's neat to see him back. I like he got a new outfit, kind of thing, and kind of things like that. It seems like a new era for Sheamus. Hey, maybe that era might be with Drew McIntyre. We only saw a bit of him on Raw, laughing it up at first and then kicking down a TV stand. He's not happy. What are you doing with Drew next coming up here, Robert? Or Zach, geez, now I'm not batting 100 anymore.
Oh, man. You were right there.
I was right there.
man, with Drew, the first thing you're doing is signing him to a new contract. Yes. That's the first thing you're going to do. Or one of the first things. And, I mean, that's, you know, that's a layup. I think WWE knows that, and that'll come. But, I mean, you're keeping him right where he is. Like, he's world title picture. You know, it's a little complicated right now because you know, he's on the same show as Damian Priest, who's trying to be a heel champion at the same time. So my guess is with Drew, we see some movement in the draft. Like, I can see him being a Cody Rhodes opponent, you know, at some point this summer. So my guess is that they end up on the same brand. Drew ends up away from Damian, and we get some kind of title match, some kind of big program over the summer for Drew. But I mean, he's been such a hit, man. Like, you can't take him off television or anything like that. So, you know, you sign him, and then, you know, you keep pushing him.
Yeah, 100%. Hey, we got an answer here, Zach. It's the Brawling Brutes.
Right.
There we go.
Thank you, Eric.
Thank you, Eric. Thank you, Lou, too. Lou also chimed in with that. So, yeah. Overall, though, what'd you think of Raw? Was it did it deliver for you? Did it create some intrigue for you for what's going to happen in the weeks to come? And I know the draft shakes everything up, so it's like, hey, we don't know where some of these chess pieces are going to fall. But what'd you think of Raw there, Zach?
I thought it was a good show. I mean, I really did. And I think it's especially a good show given the circumstances of the draft hovering around. Like, they're not going to, like, they're not going to sink a lot of time and energy into, like, building, like, major storylines right now, because they're going to reshape everything in just a couple weeks. And so normally you see these shows kind of drag a bit because it's like, oh, man, like, we just got to get to the draft. We just got to get here. We just got to get there. This wasn't that. And so I think that's a big step in the right direction. And once things settle with the draft, then I think you're going to get back to, like, you know, more real storylines. Cody will have more to say than just go out there and chat really about nothing, but about everything at the same time. So you got to let it play out. But in the past, you've seen these types of shows just slogged on for 3 hours. And this really didn't. This stayed newsworthy. And so I liked it for that reason.
Yeah, I'll close it out too by saying, you know, a concern with Robert and I was, and I maybe you're thinking the same thing too, is like, you know, how Cody delivers promos and how he sets himself up. And, you know, now the thrill of the chase is over. There could be a contingency of the crowd that might potentially turn on Cody at some point if you don't have heated up opponents for him and intriguing storylines. And so I was kind of worried about that. This interaction, his interaction with Jay, going back to that, maybe kind of put this things at ease. If you find ways to weave in friendship and him to kind of break that, you know, structured voice that he has and such well-spoken, you know, articulation and everything like that, I think there's potential to continue to keep that momentum of Cody being the face of the company, so to speak. So stuff to chew on a little bit, guys. Bluechew.com, promo code Rumor, all that stuff. Zach, you're a busy man too, Brass Ring Media. You got some good stuff cooking over there. Talk about that a little bit and what else you got going on.
Appreciate you, Dominic. Thank you so much, man. Yeah, you guys can check us out. Check me out at Brass Ring Media. It's our own little shop. We cover pro wrestling, all of it. Longer form, typically. So we got a YouTube channel where all of our free content lives. So become a subscriber. We'd really love to have you. We're live 4 days a week with a variety of different shows, a variety of different hosts. Check us out there. Just hit subscribe and Brass Ring Media YouTube. Hit the notification button so you know when we're live. We also have written content that goes up every single day as well on our Substack. Search Brass Ring Media Substack in Google, and you can find us right there. It'll be the first thing that comes up. Written show reviews, features, interviews, all sorts of cool stuff. Definitely would love to have you as a member there. Give us a shot. I think you'll be happy that you did. And you can find out more about Brass Ring Media if you head over to Patreon. Patreon.com/BrassRingMedia. If you forget all that, no worries. Just follow me on Twitter down there at Zach_Haydorn, and I'll keep you well informed. But thank you all. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Yeah, I got my Raw receipt in the inbox this morning.
So there you go. That's it. Yep.
Check it out. As for me, you can see me on One of a Kind with RVD, RVDTV.com. New episode just dropped yesterday. Finish the Damn Story. We talk about WrestleMania a little bit. Paul Heyman induction, Hall of Fame induction. Rob gives his reaction to that, as well as a lot of other stuff, too. It's a really good episode. And, hey, today dropped on the FourHorsemanNetwork.com. We had Straight Talk with the Boss, Magnum TA, and Greg Gagne. Speaking of Cody Rhodes, we spoke about Cody Rhodes on there. That was our topic, and being a generational star, the pros and the cons to that, what it all takes. And so take a look at that. As far as Rumor and Innuendo, you're watching us live on YouTube right now, on the Ad Free Shows YouTube, on Rumor and Innuendo YouTube, on WD Creative _ish Twitter, on my Twitter. Plenty of ways to watch it on SE Scoops' Twitter as well, and Podcast Heat. The happy host of this. So, guys, it's been good stuff. Zach, it's such a pleasure to have you back. We're going to get to continue. You're going to Wally Pip one of us. One or the other, it's going to happen, I think. What's going to happen. So,
hey, man, thanks for having me. I appreciate it. I love doing the show. Love what you do at Ad Free Shows and everywhere else. So, you know, cheers. And, you know, yeah, I'll be ready whenever you need me.
All right. We're just a couple of miscreants here. hey, everybody. I just want to wish you all good luck in your future endeavors.